Make yourself comfortable and we can get started. Breathe in deeply and exhale fully. Your chest fills with a sense of relaxation, and this spreads out into your body, your legs, arms, and head, all becoming deeply relaxed. Inhaling and exhaling, all anxieties and worries released, each thought just being blown aside with the air that you breathe, inhaling and exhaling away all cares and concerns, breathing away each layer of thought, revealing a sense of tranquility and contentment deep inside you, where your mind rests in calmness, peace, and serenity. Imagine that you are riding in a train. The seats are soft, and you feel yourself sinking so comfortably into the cushions. It's warm in the train, but not too warm. It's just right. One of the nice things about a train is that they have big windows, so you can watch the world go by. As you listen to the rhythmic clickety-clack of the train wheels moving along the track, you watch the scenery glide slowly past you. Sometimes you are gazing out at the cows and horses grazing lazily in a field. And other times you see the farmer moving his tractor up and down the rows in his field. Soon you have left the farmlands behind, and the train enters a city. You watch the buildings coming into the picture and then disappear to be replaced by homes or traffic stops. Occasionally, a particular home or building catches your attention. You cannot help but wonder, what are the people inside these buildings doing? It's a calming, quiet feeling to sit so comfortably in this train and watch the world move past you. You can smell the coffee a fellow traveler is sipping, and in the distance, you hear the monotone sound of a parrot reading a story to entertain their youngster. This is a refreshing break from your busy life, and in this moment, all is right with the world. Here, on this train, you can watch others as they move about their busy day, and you know that right now, you are just an observer. There is nothing that you are expected to do, or that you need to do. Just as the train moves from the countryside into busy cities and then back to the countryside, your days can move from the calm, intentional focus of the farmer to the busy hustle of the city worker and then back again to calm, intentional work. Life is best lived as a cycle, and you can naturally allow your life to move between the countryside and the city, between calm, purposeful work to the busier tempo needed for meeting multiple demands and short deadlines, always allowing yourself to slip back, even if for just a short time, to the calmness of the countryside. Just as the train moves easily between the green pastures and lush fields to the hurried but exciting pace of the city, you can be grateful for the shifting pace in your own life. Recognizing that it is in this cycle of rest and energized activity there is great progress, and you are steadily moving forward towards your goals. Moving your gaze away from the window, you remember that you brought a book with you. It's lying on the seat next to you, open to the next short story. So you pick it up and begin reading. There once was a young martial arts student who had the great honor to be trained by a famous master. One day, the master was watching a practice session in the courtyard. He realized that the presence of other students was interfering with the young man's attempts to perfect his technique. The master could sense the young man's frustration. He went up to the young man and tapped him on his shoulder. "What's the problem?" he inquired. And the youth responded, "I don't know." With a strained expression, he added, "No matter how much I try, I just cannot execute the moves properly." The master thought for a minute and then said, "Before you can master technique, you must understand harmony. Come with me. I'll explain." The teacher and student left the building and walked some distance into the woods until they came upon a stream. The master stood silently on the bank for several moments. Then he spoke. "Look at the stream," he said. "There are rocks in its way. Does it slam into them out of frustration? No. It simply flows over and around them, and it moves on. Be like the water, and you will know what harmony is." The young man took the master's advice to heart. Soon, he was barely noticing the other students around him. Nothing could come in his way of executing the most perfect moves. Just as the stream moves over and around, you can move toward your goals by stepping back and moving over and around the many challenges that arrive. You understand that constant effort without the ebb and flow of the stream, or the moving from countryside to city and back again, is wasted energy. Sprinters always rest and breathe deeply after they cross the finish line, and you can restore energy in the same way. The train is pulling into the station, and it's time for you to get off the train and resume your activities. Standing up, you gather your things and prepare to leave the train. Stretching your muscles and looking around, you are feeling refreshed and energized, ready to move forward. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you will be fully alert and ready to return to your day. If you are listening to this before you go to sleep, you can just drift off. 1, noticing your toes and the fabric beneath you. 2, stretching your neck and wiggling your fingers. 3, feeling fully alert and ready to go on to your next activity. Take some time to reorient yourself before returning to your day. Take care.